adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules. One of them is constantly fighting falling asleep. Two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
That's how I'm talking.
I think we should, yeah, what were we going to do today?
It's got about an hour left.
Yeah.
I think we should just keep playing.
Okay.
I think you wanted to go to that shrine that you know nothing about.
Yeah,
and
money.
The priory.
Forget the priory.
Forget my knowledge.
I know what happened there.
Forget my knowledge of planes and religion. I'm sure that shrine is just...
Well, we can go after. It's
you
not
know,
like it's...
You turned your back on Abadar. It's...
Nah, we're alright, so I mean, my powers are still here.
You're just doing a trial separation.
Did he turn his back on you?
Listen, a lot of people don't know this, but he's only
okay,
neutral.
They're saying stupid stuff, I get on the horse and ride towards the shrine.
He's only neutral.
Alright, David, ride towards the shrine, I'm on the horses.
Alright, I guess I'm going to jog behind him.
Why don't you get on the other
horse?
You didn't bring the other horse back, didn't you?
Yeah.
I hop up.
Guess we gotta ride co-op.
I hop up on Seabiscuit.
I hop.
Let's go, Seabiscuit.
I ride back real quick and I say, his name is Lisbon! And then I ride.
Let's go to the shrine.
Okay.
Damn,
should
have called
it. We should do it sneakily because there's a lot of people hanging out in front of there.
On a horse?
Yeah.
You're like, screaming.
I got a fish snake!
I was doing it as sneakily as possible.
I put slippers on the horse.
Oh, Avatar.
The horse name, Slippers.
Slippers! That's a great name.
David, get me Slippers.
You two can get married.
I asked Seabiscuit how it was to meet Topher Grace. Wasn't he in that movie?
None of us are stealthy.
Well, I know, but we should have gone.
David would be the closest.
Yeah.
I'm sneakily.
Sneakily. I'm stealthy.
I'm a barbarian. I'm like the opposite of stealth.
Well, aren't rangers? I thought rangers were sneaky.
Well,
like,
they can't be.
Yeah.
Can't be, but you're with a dwarf who is definitely not. In fact, I have a minus to my stealth check, and you're with a barbarian.
He's mad at everything.
Yeah,
he makes extra noise when he tries to be quiet.
I even have that cloak, and I'm maybe at zero now.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I might have that cloak. I mean, I do have the cloak that helps, but
you have a cloak. When did you have a cloak?
The last
Corbin's.
No, before that.
They do have good deals.
We gotta make sure we get our royalties.
Corbin's. Good deals. Good prices.
Good cloaks.
Pathfinder approved.
Find your path to Gordman's. So anyway, you have a cloak? I don't remember you getting a cloak.
It's pretty cold up.
Didn't we bury the...
No, it's an elven. It just says elven cloak.
Remember we buried the Hungamonga and it was right back in
no,
your bag?
No, remember when... We were carried around dead bodies for.
That was funny.
For
like a side quest.
Yeah, I have no idea how many hero points I have.
I spent one while on my little.
Oh, you did?
Adventure.
So was he gonna die? You told me.
He wasn't gonna die. Damn.
You'll have to tune in and
find out. Tune out, drop out.
Okay, so I'm on the horse riding to the shrine.
Hero points
we're
you guys should him. Have.
We haven't leveled in a while.
Yeah, so you should.
I'm at two.
Do we get one just
McCullough
for...
at three.
Do we get one just for beating the Shadow Fang Keeper? Shadow Iron Keeper. Iron Fang Keeper.
I was going to say everybody went back up at three and David said two. No.
Okay.
You really heroically helped work in the shop.
Can you heroically explain what heroic points are for?
Hero points are like...
Let me tell you a little peasant.
It's like a... it's something in the... Dungeon Master Guide, it's like a before you attack you can add like +10 to your hit or you can like do a reroll or if you die you can use it to heal yourself real quick. Basically it's like adding to
options and desperation time.
Yes.
Pretty much.
And you get one every time you level, every time you do something special. You can only have three max. If you do something very heroic you can get one.
Well, you know, if I would have known I had heroic points, I may have used them.
You can use it now. I'm
preventing rape.
You can use it to erase your memories.
I would have spent all three.
Just in a row. Bam, bam, bam.
Heroic points.
All right, let's go to the shrine, guys.
All right, so you're coming to the shrine.
But I want to get up there. I want to arrive there in little tiny cars.
And I called shotgun.
With
so I'm steering our horse.
shrine, not shrine.
Oh, I have the coolest fence. I have the coolest fence. That's a very specific thing.
The cool. Okay, I will all concede that Dustin has the coolest fence.
Thank you. I'll roll for it. If
you, you know, you can just have it.
Thanks.
Post check.
But mine is only a 1 point less cool than yours.
That's fine. As long as I'm on top. It gets lonely, but then I remember I'm on top.
Fences are cool.
I sure hope there's some booze at this shrine.
You
get a dwarf and all.
I think I saw.
Also, when
store.
Do I sing and start throwing dishes? Just
kidding. There were some parts of the movie that I really liked.
I was trying to think of what I liked.
That's a good point. Did they add a lot of stuff? Like, I couldn't. There was stuff.
Yeah,
that
they added a bunch of stuff from the Soul Aurelian.
Oh, okay, because I hadn't read that book in years, so I didn't know if like I just wasn't remembering
stuff.
Yeah,
pretty much everything with Radifast was not in there.
Which
he's,
one was
he's
that?
Radifast
the
woman with birch.
That
head.
Okay,
birch
yeah,
because
I was like, that guy wasn't in the book.
He's in
that
the
guy.
Book, but they don't.
Yeah.
You don't ever interact with
him. I would just
okay.
assume that he's.
I did like the rabbit
smells so bad.
Oh, can we get a rabbit? Can Tan make us a rabbit sled?
Yeah, that was kind
of
we can
for you.
Build a badger sled at level 4.
Oh, you just blew David's mind.
He had a sled.
Prepare to have your mind blown.
How many
points?
He
just gets off the horse. Badger sled.
Changing my life direction. No longer do I want it in. The badger sled.
Alright, you get to
you
get to the shrine, and like David said, it looks kind of like an old Aztec-ish looking shrine, very blocky.
That's the
did you get your diet bag?
I rolled a perception check whenever you're ready.
I want to hold the Hungamunga out and see if it responds.
Oh, it cuts you.
So what are you doing with it?
I just, like, I want to hold it up to the pyramid, like, where I see the symbols and see if it does anything.
Also,
kinda
I'm
like
in complete disbelief that this actually comes back to him every time, and I want to see it
okay.
with my own eyes. So
you can have
try
it.
Leaving, no, you try leaving it here. I want you to leave it here, and I want to see if it comes back to you.
I buried it. You didn't see me bury it?
No.
Alright, so we got the... There are only 4 tents sticking up, and then there's, like, the steps going up into the shrine, and then the shrine doors are, like, shut. There are a bunch of the symbols that are on the Hungamunga on here. These square blocks are, like, statues. They're very serpentine-looking.
That part looks really, like, stressed out.
What?
Over there. It looks like it's really... stressed out and
stretched.
Looks like it's too tense.
Oh. I think he wants you to massage it.
No, too tense. Get it?
I get it. I'm just not confirming it.
Alright, anyway. I'm not confirming.
It is neither here nor there.
Oh,
anyway, let's investigate the tents. Well, okay, first I hold the Hungamunga up. Does it
okay. The runes on it?
Oh, the runes? I feel like I need
their
to
runes
check this.
They,
thing out.
Glow like a red.
I look them.
After my perception check.
Is any Hungamunga?
You what?
I need to like, do a religion check on this thing. I never anticipated that I could actually mean something. I thought I just got cursed and that was that.
You're doing a religion check on it?
Yeah, but I did a perception check first.
Okay,
so
well, I'll
go ahead. What did you get for your perception?
21.
Okay, what's everybody else doing? I know what Dave's doing. What's McCullough doing?
Alright, well, I'll take lead. I'll just stand right here and I'll just watch.
Okay. Can you just go up to a tent and huff and puff and blow it all out?
You start blowing it.
I'm going to perceive our surroundings
first,
as
before.
Well.
So I can protect everyone else. Oh, yeah, I'm perceiving that.
Yeah, we're there!
I know all. Yeah, that would,
this temple was founded in 1732.
I'm perceiving 25 points worth of perception.
Oh, okay. David, he sees his dagger thing Hungamunga glowing.
I don't see as much as
Dustin. You
does.
Don't really.
Get better
Tabby
eyes.
Doesn't really
for.
See as much. You notice it's quiet here.
It's too quiet.
Makoa, you notice kind of looking around. You kind of have a sense that there's nobody here. Like these, and
oh,
that
sense. It's a good sense.
And that these tents are like a temporary.
Oh, guys, put away your weapon. We're fine.
Let's rest.
I mean, you can notice, like, the stakes and stuff were just put in. It's not like It's not like grass.
I don't want to
stuff.
Blow anyone's minds here, but there's four tents, and we killed four troglodytes. I think we can move in. Rest for a while.
You saying we should live here forever?
Maybe.
Wait, can this be the inn?
Yeah.
In Hungabunga, come and rest tonight.
Yeah, you should call your inn the
Hungabunga.
Do you ever want to sleep on the foot of a scary Mayan temple?
Oh, it was Aztec.
Oh, Aztec, sorry. I confused my South American cultures.
We're the conquistadors.
We're the conquistadors.
We are the conquistadors.
What's anything in the tents? Did you see anything inside of them?
I don't know.
I was perceiving the hell out of the stairs.
Oh, wait, yeah, here it is. Let's check. I want to examine your Hungabunga.
So this is the next round. What's going on?
Yeah.
What's everybody doing now after that initial reaction?
I feel pretty good. I know I'm being here.
Okay.
I want to check out this Hungabunga.
I
want to
throw the Hungabunga at the symbols.
Okay.
All right.
I say Hungabunga three times.
I'm delaying my action.
Hungabunga.
Okay.
I'm delaying my action until we get back. I'm not getting cut.
All right. You need to make an attack.
What are you doing with my knife?
I had it.
That will be, the Hungabunga.
You should have crit.
20. I bet if you crit, the temple would fall down.
So where are you throwing it? Like a symbol you see somewhere?
Yeah.
Alright, it hits it and then it just drops straight down.
Cool.
Rid of the Hungabunga.
I don't think so.
I look in the tents.
Okay.
I want to examine it, but I'm not touching it.
You gotta go up to the temple now.
I can do that. Okay, what are you doing?
Alright, what are you guys doing?
I'm gonna look through the tents.
Alright,
move
you guys
where you
guys are.
What's up?
You guys look through the tents. I'm going to go up to the stairs and keep... I'm going to come up to, toward the stairs, but not to them.
Right.
I'm going to keep watch.
Well, he's going to go up there, too.
But I'm only coming up this far. And I'm going to look at the stairs up and around. And I'm just keeping watch.
Right,
so, where are the rooms at?
They're kind of all over the place.
Watch above stairs.
Okay.
I will move.
They're stone.
Okay.
And I will do.
Go ahead and do. Everybody do a percentage.
Well, I'll see if.
How are you?
Since the dwarves are very,
stoned?
Well, they use. Well, that. But, no, the runes are very prominent in, their culture.
Yeah.
Do I recognize any of this just off the.
Are you touching it?
No. I'm just looking at it.
No.
Well, okay, I'll do yours last. Well,
okay.
David,
I had.
McCoy,
you drew 20,
your percentage.
Yeah, I didn't roll well.
21?
9 points worth of...
Was it a
15
that was up?
Alright, I'll do McCoy first. You just see when you get closer the door to the shrine up the steps is firmly shut. You don't really see any way open.
Did you try kicking him?
It's made of stone.
Did you
That's
not?
What I could perceive.
David, what did you get?
I had a 21.
In this first tent?
Yeah.
Well, seeing that I'm dwarf...
I am dwarf. That was a good Will Smith movie.
That I can, It was better than I Am Robot.
Alright, okay, I'm gonna...
He was in two things. I Am Robot and I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Dustin, when you get over there and look down where you thought the Hungabunga is, it's nowhere to be seen.
Hey,
David,
God
you,
damn it.
David, right. You start roaming around and when you, lift the covers of, a... blanket in there, the Hungabunga is sitting there.
Jesus.
Stop picking up.
Alright, well, I will...
I hate you, Hungabunga.
I look back at David and ask if he has that dumb thing. Do you have that dumb dagger that you just threw?
What?
The Hungabunga. Do you have the Hungabunga?
No, I didn't... No, I didn't see anything from her.
Just give me the goddamn thing! Alright, you hold it out. Hold out. Don't let me have it, though.
I throw it again at the ruins.
Alright, I'll just wait and
tap
my foot.
23.
I'll just wait and tap my foot.
You didn't say the name three times, so you act like you throw it and it sticks to your hand.
And I say, just joking, look it!
And you fall over.
Alright, now I'm going to inspect it.
As I'm laying on the ground.
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit, my head.
I'm alright with this.
Alright, inside the tent there is... this looks very basic. It looks like it has a stand for, javelins. And then it has a little mat. bedroll type thing to sleep on.
Like to the east?
Huh?
Do you have a bedroll?
Can I pray on this thing?
I do
no,
have a bedroll.
More of a
snow, actually, I think.
I put the ward hide on.
Okay.
I'm cold. I'm real cold, guys.
I get cold when I'm next to Aztec Ruins.
Yeah, bro.
Wasn't it just like snowing 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, it should be snow. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, but
oh,
it's...
Wait, we're not in South America.
You need to get a white map. I don't believe this.
That's what it looks
like. Is it white on the other side? Oh, yeah, it is.
But as a dwarf, do I recognize it being ruins of like some sort of dwarven craftsmanship?
Roll and knowledge. You have knowledge history?
Yes, I do.
That's a 7 plus...
The 13.
These runes don't look dwarven, but they do look abyssal to you.
Isn't that evil? Like the
yes.
evil plane?
It's one of them. It's a very nasty place.
Well,
yeah,
I have.
Aren't you glad you figured out what that dagger was?
This thing's evil. I could tell it's evil.
Now,
it loves you though.
While this is in your possession, I don't feel like I should travel with you at all.
I put it on my head and spin it.
What does it?
The hug of monk.
It's just a good luck.
Well, I say
the war kind.
I say to Dustin, like we need to, or to Tabitha, like we need to go inside the shrine. I think I can finally get rid of this evil thing. I was like, I don't like it any more than you do. Let's venture in after we look through these other tents. Like that show.
I do agree. We should go in the shrine.
I'm just going to throw out there, there are big stone doors. Like, we're going to have to bust through to get in here.
Well,
you try to
see that I'm a dwarf, I can maybe pinpoint some sort of latch.
Mm-hmm.
But you can. All right.
I look through the other tents first, though.
Yes, let's do that.
Roll up.
Want me to roll one for each?
If you're open through each one and no one else is.
I am.
Yeah, I'm helping.
So, perception?
Yep.
So, 21 on the first one.
Is this one?
I'm sorry, 20 on that one.
That's this one?
Yep.
This one looks like identical to this one.
Alright, then over there, 19.
Okay.
And then the last one, 15.
This one has a chest in it.
I open it.
Lock.
I have master thief tools.
You don't know how to use them.
But they're cool looking.
Yes. You just pull, get them out. Hey! Chest! Lock!
Work. Would it be like a trap?
It would be a disabled device.
Oh, now I have it.
I assume that I'm not good
at
it.
Yeah, points
at
it?
Point. Yeah, I have two.
Then you can sure do that.
You guys don't really do that, so.
You get better than pointing. Using the master thief tools gives you.
Can I try again?
Can't. All right. We'll say Tabitha was looking here. Makoa, are you?
No, I'm still taking watch just to make sure we don't get jumped.
He is very frightened.
All right. What did you roll?
What did I roll?
Yeah.
I didn't roll anything.
Oh, okay. So you're just looking in there. The one you're looking in, you can tell, is the magic one's hit. Just by...
What did you perceive in there?
Taking
the
vibe.
He didn't tell me. I had 19 in that one?
Yeah. That one has more of those herbs in it.
I did.
Okay.
So how many herbs?
Well, I will cast...
That'd be good for... Total, that would be 6 doses.
I'm going to cast Detect Magic to see if there's anything I can notice.
And this kid?
Yes. In the magic.
Okay. You cast it in your eye to get the little magic, detect magic gaze over them.
Oh, that's really good.
And you can feel an aura of protection in the actual tent.
Tent feels protected.
Should we sleep in there?
And when you look out and you notice the other ones don't have it, and it's not like evil magic version of protection, and be like, I don't know, it's got like some kind of divination on it, but it's not. It's like a universal divination. A specific deity of any kind.
Can I? So no specific deity?
No.
So what does that spell do?
What spell?
Protection.
I'm not quite sure what spell it is exactly.
Oh, okay. I thought the spell was protection. So, do I have to sit here and roll until I hit above 20 to open that thing? What's the chest made out of?
Wood.
Can I just... I have an axe. Can I just...
That's a terrible idea.
Do it.
Huh?
Do it.
Just seriously, we got
do
time.
Yeah,
alright, I will sit here and roll until I get above 20.
Ten hours go by.
Yay!
Absolutely. Alright, you finally pop it open, and... there's a human potion.
Just regular?
Yep. Three healing potions, actually.
Just three? Like, they cure
yep.
light wounds, or...?
Cure light wounds. Three healing potions.
I'm so taking five of them.
Are they second level?
Yep, same exact kind that you had.
I will
five
take
of those now.
It looks like there was, like, a spot for, like, armor and stuff in there.
I saw that.
So what were we doing? We're splitting three.
I never said anything about splitting.
That's why I just took it.
You can have one.
Alright, so what is the effect?
It's cure like wounds second level.
Oh.
So it's 1d8 plus 2.
Let's go on the tomb or the
I'm just saying maybe we should just rest on it.
Should we maybe
and feel how, and let's see how we feel in the morning.
No, I'm gonna go ahead.
I need to recover some rage. I was pretty angry today at some of the things that had happened to us.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. What if we...
Maybe we'll just hang out in a bush and set up camp.
Well, there's tents. We could sleep in the tents, maybe.
Well, what time is it?
It's getting close to 6 at night, so the sun is setting.
Dude, if we're gonna set up camp, man, we're about to lose light.
I got some herbs. We
can
relax.
I've been watching a lot of Survivor, man.
How sure are we that
the dwarven discovery team.
Somebody won't come out of the temple?
We don't.
You guys are being ridiculous.
I could use some healing points, and if I eat these herbs before I get more healing points, I'm sleeping. And I can sleep in my armor.
Well, I'm certainly not going there by myself.
Okay. Let's sleep.
Oh yeah, I need to heal up some HP.
Here, you can have some herbs too.
What kind of herbs?
Smoke
the hell out of that shit.
Just throw them on the fire, relax.
Yo, David, I got you one hit.
Is it enough to relax me back to 32?
No. Wait, you'll get an extra point after something.
You'll be much more calm in combat.
So, wait, we're actually going to sleep
hungry.
You guys want to, like, rest here for the night?
Yeah, let's
I think we should rest for 8 hours.
You'll get all
and
your spells.
And we'll do, like, a
bed.
Third shift
yeah,
exploration.
Oh, before you do it, you should use all your spells up on us real quick. So we're back to full HP.
Sure.
Gather around. I'll hit you guys with some positive energy.
Please touch me.
Positive energy.
Come on, Abadar.
I think it's 2d6.
Yeah, it's
2d6.
There's 1d6.
Alright.
Some positive energy.
7.
I'm almost at 4 points. Well, I'll get them back.
I'll hit you guys with some more.
I'm good.
I was at 26. No, I mean, might as well, because you can get them back.
Yeah.
Right
here.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Alright.
Full health.
Tony Robbins.
What are we thinking? We're not going to rest here, then?
Well, you'll get your rage back if you rest.
No, we're
not
going to
rest.
That's why I did it.
Yeah.
I had a bed rolled from flint and steel, so I'm not afraid to build a fire.
I'm going to sleep in the tent, and I don't have to take my armor off, because I'm cool. And I let everybody know, I walk around in my armor for it, and my warg hide. I'm nice and warm.
Nice and warm.
I got my jug of poison.
I'm going to cast Create Water on him while he sleeps.
Okay. It's the whole time.
Dip his hand in it.
Now I'm actually going to sleep.
Create warm water.
I'm going to be so tired when I wake up, but so just accomplished that I need to sleep longer. No, I'm just kidding. I will.
Where's that bonus for swimming at?
I would never use that.
I'm
plus
drowning
two
in here. No, it's that next round.
Oh, okay,
next round. Next round.
Oh, okay. Remind me. Don't forget.
I just
remind me again.
Hey, get use that right away.
I use it now. Swim check. That'll be a 20.
You swim blissfully in your dream.
Yeah.
Dreamland. So you're all sleeping?
Yep. Maybe someone should turn on watch.
Yeah, I just assumed that being the spellcaster that I wouldn't have to. Avatar protector.
Like, oh yeah, I'm
in. No, I sleep in that tent! Oh, we all had to have our own tent,
guys,
did we?
You guys are all sleeping.
I hope something kidnaps me.
I wish I wasn't so sleepy.
Getting lucky, I'm all over the world. Oh, that's not low.
At least I have my armor on. So cool.
At least my AC sucks already. It doesn't really matter. <All right. laughs>
My guy's only 15.
Yep.
I'm young.
I remember that now.
Like Japanese anime. They're always like, I'm 13 years old. And I'm going to save the world. And like news bears.
Dude, I watched a horrible, like, cartoon fantasy movie from, like, 1980 last night called, like, Fire versus Water or something like that.
Is it Fire and Ice?
Fire and Ice
yeah.
would be it.
Fire I've never seen it, but I've seen the... It's kind of like the
yeah, it's
heavy
kinda
metal
like, don't
thing.
Watch it. Yeah.
What movie is really good?
Conkling?
It's all, no, it's all on YouTube is what I watch.
Yeah. Mario Brothers? That's all on there.
It's an
again.
Animated movie. I don't remember what it's called. It's got like the same animation as the one Beatles movie.
Yellow Submarine,
yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of anything like that.
So, I don't remember. It was like about this all the Earthlings were like controlled by these giant people. I guess I don't remember.
Isn't that Battlefield Earth?
No, it's, I don't know.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
John,
I don't remember what it was called. Like the alien people would have
like
out of body experiences.
Were they bluish?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can picture the cover, but
no,
it's
a Daft Punk music video.
Sounds like the song.
Was it like
their new single?
Was it in
awesome.
An office or like a?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
If anybody knows what the hell we're talking about, please let us know. Because when this gets posted in 2 weeks, we will still want to know.
Yell really loud into your computer.
Computer, I command thee.
Okay, so we're sleeping, everything goes fine, now let's go into the temple.
No.
What? No, you missed. Remember you rolled really low?
I did
okay,
twice.
Which one of you sleepy assholes wanted to go to sleep tonight?
I think it was
you.
Didn't you?
Nope.
That's him.
Alright, Dustin, you may make a perception, David make a perception, and...
You lonely?
You're sleeping.
I am so tired.
21.
13.
All right.
It's getting closer.
But remember, I'm in my armor.
I'm more perceptive without my armor.
Like, Destin, in the middle of the night, during, like, the last...
In the middle of the night.
Last shift. Yeah.
I go walking in my sleep.
Oh, so I was on watch.
Billy Joel comes and attacks you.
You kinda,
with mediocre pop song.
You kind of shake your head and wake up like something bothering you.
Billy
you,
Joel.
Yeah, yep, Billy Joel.
Sorry, okay.
You just had to be a big shot DJ.
Also, that asshole's still alive? Damn it.
You see the one you just, you remember killing before, kind of walk by your tent and kind of look into it. But it kind of looks like he's looking through you, like he doesn't see that tent. Is there. But then you hear it shuffle off and go into David's tent. David, what did you get?
I'm not telling him shit.
13.
Get ghost raped.
Have an Asperger's.
You want to have an Asperger here in a second. You are rudely awakened
Give me that
a claw,
boy.
Like, digging into you, and you wake up and you see the split-skulled head of the troglodyte dyke that Makoa killed earlier, like, getting ready to strangle you, bite onto you.
Hmm. So he's undead, you're saying?
Yeah, it looks zombified.
Come lay down, buddy.
I'm gonna run over and hit him with some
Wait,
positive energy.
David, you will take... 6 points of damage right off the bat. Yeah, go ahead and type it
in. Well, that's not a good start to this.
6 points of damage.
Yep.
I just healed. No, you got to be a shot.
Open up your mouth.
Billy Joel kind of seems like a vampire. All
right. Makoa, you hear something now, so go ahead and make a perception check.
Oh, we're getting gang raped. Tipsy. Oh, not today.
All right, you're sleeping.
Big ten.
You think you hear something, but
really
you yawn.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Tired.
David, right. You're going to skip your turn for this round. Dustin, roll initiative, and I'll roll initiative.
Okay.
So it's going to be whatever me and Dustin roll, then David will be on the bottom of that, and then McCullough will be last.
And if you can perceive that there are three people just surrounding my tent, that would probably be helpful.
So you should just go back to sleep.
So you're saying it's like a free action?
Yeah.
It's a free action I should yell to you, or I shouldn't pretend this is
or, I don't know, maybe you'll notice that he's got a
so these are the same people?
Zombie on top of him. Okay, you guys rolled the same thing I did.
That's a 5 for Tabit.
You don't get a bonus?
No, I don't have dex.
What the fuck?
Hey, man, I'm
rolling perception or initiative?
You're rolling perception.
No, man, well, not good.
To be a bee.
Hey, you actually want to fail this because you don't want to be. You don't want to wake up to this.
Yeah, I don't think
what
so.
What did you get, Dustin?
A 5. Just rolling like ass today, man.
David. Alright, David, this thing's gonna bite you again.
Nope.
he missed.
Nom, nom, nom.
He got too much blood in his mouth.
Yeah, he's too satisfied with the previous bite.
So, are they ghosts? Like, do I have any idea what this thing is?
Sure doesn't feel like a ghost.
This doesn't like the movie at all.
I don't like this guy. Alright,
that's like the fascinating character.
Can we make a vase together?
Where's Patrick Swayze when you
from
need
Ghost? Unless I make a vase or something.
Can't even start singing a song from
show me that smile again.
Is that Rowan Baines?
Oh.
I've been awesome if that was what it was.
It would have been.
So, what do I see of these guys? Do they look like the ones we killed
earlier?
Alright,
Dustin, you come out and you see the four trogs. You see the one with the arrow through its head, one with a bunch of arrows in it, and then the one that
these motherfuckers.
How'd that one die? Well, the other one.
Which one was that? The guy that I killed on the horse?
This is the one. This is the horse one. Well, this guy got the two arrows into it, and then that's the wizard.
That's the guy I shot.
The goddamn
undead. I killed all these people.
I scream to
McCullough
to wake up.
They don't stink like they used to, but they.
They smell good?
They don't smell good. They
they
are
put on deodorant
definitely undeadish, milky-eyed.
Abyssal?
Okay. I scream to Makoa to wake up, knowing that he's already getting gang raped. And I'm going to lay some positive energy on these motherfuckers.
Why is rape a continuous theme in this?
I don't know.
7.
Tom Bombadil and rape. That's our.
Tom Bombadil and rape.
Doesn't he sing a song about rape?
Then we better talk about it.
Yeah, he does.
Turns into a bear.
Now that I think about it, Tolkien wrote that song. It was a hit single. get raped by Bombadil.
Don't rape on me.
That's what Bombadil is in Elvish.
Don't rape us.
I think it was Bombadildo.
You just got Bombadildo.
You just got
yeah.
Can we start a nerd dildo company?
Yeah.
We have one.
I call the creeper from Minecraft shaped like a dildo. That's my first.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make a lot of money off that one.
You can have it.
Oh, we need to bring up Worf. We always talk about that.
Stout.
Dwarf. Oh, can we make Worf? Condoms ribbed for her pleasure, like his forehead?
Length
like,
versus girth, the dwarf.
But yeah, but the ribs would be going, the ribs would be like vertical or whatever. And not,
yeah.
Instead of going left or right.
Yeah, they'll be like little.
You remember how I have a range that goes?
30
so
squares.
So probably
or not 30 squares.
Probably wouldn't get that guy.
No, it wouldn't get him. It would get these.
Alright.
How
much damage do?
7.
When you see it take full effect on the wizard one.
Yes.
But the other two seem to
resist
it a little bit.
Fuck those guys. I think it's, half damage for them?
Yeah.
But darn, they turned and face you now.
I'm right with that. I can run away. Okay.
Well, these are typical zombies, so they only get, like, they can either attack or move.
What have you brought us to?
Zombies. David,
I wanted to go to the party.
David, you don't have to flick me off because I'm kicking your ass. You're sitting here. Fucking DM. Fuck you, DM.
Did you see that? Yeah. What was the theme to Ghost? I've been trying to think of it, and I just keep having the growing pain sleeve, so I was like, man.
Whether we're nearly nowhere near.
It was David, your turn.
Okay, I'm going to ask the zombie if he remembers what the theme song to Ghost was.
I don't speak zombie.
Wasn't it? It was a Righteous Brothers song, wasn't it?
I haven't seen that movie.
You lost your movie.
Literally over.
Yeah, it was something like that.
At least 10 years.
I have a feeling my mom made me watch it one time.
Oh, it was Oh, my love.
And Chain Mail.
I thought that was just during the lovemaking scene with the pottery.
That's a theme. What's the other theme?
Ghost! Look at these ghosts!
I didn't know that was a theme. So if you just play a song during like a specific scene, then
well,
it's
like
a theme.
It's the theme. It's the thematic.
I prefer the Top Gun.
David, your turn.
Okay. I grab his face and...
Grab his face and hope he doesn't bite my fingers.
That'll be a 21.
He bit my fingers.
That'll work. What are you doing? Grabbing his head?
I grab his head and shove it through the post on the cot.
Dang.
You're laying on the ground, so you're not going to be able to do that.
Oh, I thought I was on the... What's in this room? Real quick.
What's in this room? A mat, weapon stand with no weapons in it.
What's this tent?
Okay, I shove it into the weapon stand.
You're laying on the ground. And
just get it off of you.
Okay, I just shove him. I get on top of him and shove his head into the ground.
Like, if this were oil, he'd be like, I try to suffocate him with my wings.
I would fly him up real high and drop him.
Yeah, but you can't on the ground.
I say you took top mold.
Yeah.
How you flipped him.
Who's the bitch now, he says.
I won't get all McCool on you.
That's right.
I'm gonna look for
you. Give me a leg check.
Oh, you failed.
Oh. That's a natural 20.
Alright, Makoa.
Can you imagine six different kobold natural 20s?
Makoa, go ahead and roll a d20. You get a +4.
Sounds like a vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your eyes pop open and you see two fucking zombie troglodytes rocking right at you to grab you. Yeah, you can do one thing before.
Scream.
I can do one thing?
Yeah.
Scream.
I do my taxes.
Flip over and just prepare.
I'm gonna prepare for the imminent.
It's just easier if you give in.
Yeah, it's true.
It's so gaping.
I'm not going without a fight. I pull out my axe.
I knew you'd be back. Would you, Mako? Go, Mako. You can't go back.
Yeah. Half orcs have that effect on people. You get the best of both worlds.
Oh my god.
You may have to.
How big are kobolds?
Not as big as him.
Okay, but they're like 50 kobolds.
I just imagine there being like three of them. And
they're like 100
kobolds. They're an entire one inside of you.
They're a little taller than halflings.
That's what I imagine.
That's really gross.
Yeah.
Here we go!
What was that episode of South Park where he just sits on Paris Hilton?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Slave.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens.
He gets like...
He stuffs Paris Hilton into his ass.
Because he says he's like the biggest whore in the world. When they like a whore off.
You're not as big of a slut as I am. I can fit you in my ass.
It's funny because he like stops and you're like,
oh, you know what would be hilarious if you roll a natural 20 and a kobold pulls out of your ass and then it attacks.
That's what I felt.
Oh, I feel
I've been constipated for 2 years.
There goes my rage. Alright, what are you doing?
I'm not in rage, I'm actually impressed.
I said,
I pulled out my great axe. You said I get one thing, so I'm ready. I'm pulling my great masterwork axe.
What feats do you have, by the way?
I have two.
Improved initiative and dodge, +1 bonus to AC, which is already calculated into my AC. Nice.
All right. Undead turn.
assholes.
The zombie on David can't overpower him.
I think I'm going to beat someone's head in again.
Mrs. Dustin?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have missed. But didn't. Be a 22 for...
On AC?
You know what my fancy smacks you
That's
more.
Beyond.
Wait, is one of these guys naked?
Yeah, this...
the one that's in the process.
The one you're wrestling around.
That happens to me. The other one is
Roman twice a day.
Some Roman Greco wrestling going on.
Oh, in that case, I take off my.
That's good thing you can. That's good thing you can't sleep with your armor.
2 points of damage.
You think the guy's undead, or that's just like somebody?
Wait, nope.
Just like a friend.
No, wait. That was my first time.
Wait, you're dead.
You're right. You guys are zombie. All right, Dustin, your turn.
Oh, boy.
Dab it.
Ask him if he's ever heard the Cranberry song, Zombie. You know how he feels about it.
I'm going to have to try to...
Okay. No, don't. Whatever.
I said, yes, I have. It really lingers.
Is there any way that I can entice these zombies with Michael Jackson's daughter?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, they
can I roll for that?
Uniformly, just all start dancing.
I gotcha.
The zombie's worst weapon. Wait.
Now, if I were to, if I'm like specifically
weakness.
Trying to cast
weakness.
A spell, but just
that's
touch him,
that's,
so that's still up.
That is a considered attack, so it does not provoke an attack.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm going to cast Cure Light Wounds on this one.
Oh, I forgot he's undead, so it hurts.
Like, why are you trying to heal the guy?
He'll pull shit out of that zombie.
We're trying to get on a good team.
Hey, look at that. That's an 11.
11?
Yep.
Which one was that?
That was the one I hit earlier, I thought.
Yeah.
It was the wizard one.
Yeah, that was the one.
You see your cure stuff go through him. You see him kind of rupturing a little bit, and
yes.
Then his body kind of just... vaporates into dust.
Yeah.
Help me, I got two on me.
Alright, and then I'm gonna
and of course they do not have any items.
Move up.
You've already raised
to there. And that'll be my turn.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure you capture this one tab, it saves a day. You guys are so lucky these are undone. Otherwise I wouldn't be able to do shit. As usual.
David.
I'm
gonna take photos.
Take out the Hungamonga. I go, Hungamonga, Hungamonga, Hungamonga! And I just start beating him with all my strength. And then I knock the mic over.
Wait, don't you just have to... That's just when you throw it, right?
That's for good measure.
Okay. I just want to say that while you're attacking. That's fine.
Ooh.
I guess it is.
Roll again.
I don't know what I'm supposed to add.
Add, like, you're trying to hit him?
Oh, 15.
All right. Roll damage.
What's
I think it's a D.
1d6. And I don't know what the plus is, though.
It's better not heal him. I'm be so mad at you.
Is it plus my strength modifier?
Yes.
Yeah, it's melee.
And anything else if it's magical. Which you don't know any of the
That'll be a 5.
He heals him. He's more powerful than you are.
Damn it.
I'm just kidding.
I think you might be right.
You stick it in him after saying the magic words, and when you do it, you kind of feel it glow in your hands, if that makes sense. And this part where you stuck him just kind of burst open.
Like aliens.
And he stops moving. Weaver. And from what you can tell, he is dead.
Ripped body.
Damn, dude.
Ripped body.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Wow. Feeling glow. I feel like glow too. About.
I mean, it looks like it kind of looks like a clean cut, like it more like a more than like a cut, but more like a void where his chest was.
Mm.
So it like split open, but doesn't look like there's anything there. It's like burnt-ish looking, I guess. It's hard to describe, put it that way. Something weird happened.
Did he know? Did he notice my war guide?
Hmm?
Did he notice my war guide before he died?
Yes.
What do you think of it?
He did this before he died.
It was the knife.
It was the knife.
Okay.
To be killed by something's awesome.
Is that... Can I get up? Can I stand up? Or...
Yep.
Okay.
Well, then I'll...
Can I move? Or just stand up?
You won't be able to move. You can stand up.
I stand up and just look at him and go, what is happening? Hunger! Manga!
McCall, your turn.
Seems totally gonna stand back up.
All right. How long did we rest for? Not
six,
enough to recover my...
6 hours. 6-7 hours.
All right, well, that's...
I'll say you
pretty
have
pretty simple.
I'll say you have all your rages back.
I'm going to save those rages, because
I'm
not too angry
right
that
now.
I got...
Well, I'm angry I got woke up.
Not enough to rage.
Alright, he looks at the zombie and says,
despite all my rage,
if you was my kids, I'd beat you right now.
Alright, I look at the one directly in front of me, and I wield my masterwork great axe.
You need to get some cleave.
And I'm gonna cleave into his cleavage.
You say, I hope you like Fox on Sundays, because it's the cleave show.
expecting violence.
Yeah, that's a 20.
Yeah, I know.
LA?
Alright, well, let's roll some damage here.
Does your weapon make weird voids inside of people? Who needs it?
Not quite.
No, yeah, because it sucks.
Well, we're going to do something here. And it's not going
to be... It's not much.
It's going to be a whole 5 points of something. I'm angry. I'm not that angry.
Alright. You take a chunk into him, but one of your weapons, a slashing weapon, right?
Yeah,
you're good.
Get ready to destroy some bitches.
Let me run out there with my hunger manga. I'll just kill him.
Nah, I feel like you're back alive.
Zombos.
Zambonis.
Okay, I'm driven one of those, not funny.
You ever driven one, like, on the road?
No, but someone has that I worked with.
Really?
You have to drive it down to the city storage down River Drive.
AC 15, McCullough.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
That's on this. 15?
15
AC. McCullough?
Oh, I'm sorry.
15 AC.
Oh, my name's McCullough. That's right. At one point in my life, I got raped out of it. All right, what is it?
That's more 15. Than your virginity.
My
AC's
18.
The next one.
I think he's so cool now. His AC is...
Alright.
Now that my AC is 2 points higher.
I'm going to channel positive energy.
Why is it called Zamboni? Was that the guy that named it?
Yeah, it actually was. I think it was Frank Zamboni.
Yeah, it's just like a brand now, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like there's
like,
other ones that are made.
No, yeah, he was the one who invented it, and that's actually
it's
like the brand. We actually got Olympia's, not Zamboni.
Hopefully seven damage on these guys. Unless they save out of it, and then they're still getting three.
Seven damage.
Yes.
Thank you, Abaddon.
Right.
You're welcome.
David.
Bookworm's better.
I'm starting to lean that
get
way.
Get out of the tent. And I see the guy that I killed on horseback.
I'm like, hey, you.
And
where?
I run at him with the...
Where?
This one?
Well, they're in the tent.
Oh, they're in the tent?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
well,
the only thing you see is
shadow puppets.
Cabot
can I
out there hold up his
like
holy symbol.
Powers. Yep. All you see is shadow puppets.
Can I tell something's going on in the other tent?
You can hear it.
Okay. Well, I have my hungamonger out, and I want to charge into the tent, yelling "Hungamonga, hungamonga, hungamonga."
Okay.
And I slash the first zombie I see.
I really hope we don't bring these guys back to life.
And I hope it's the.
You're gonna charge? Well, you can't charge because it's not shh.
Okay.
Unless you want to charge,
through
your
tent.
His tent.
I'm going to run right
through. I will stab the first thing that moves in this tent.
Do it.
Don't do it. Because
well, I should
there.
Still be able to get
you,
there.
You can run over there.
Yeah.
Not run, but do your
do it and turn him into scary. Yes.
I'll just casually walk and say, hungamonga, hungamonga, hungamonga.
What am I going to do for today? Oh, hungamonga.
I'll stab.
Get him good.
And that will be an 18.
All right. Go ahead and roll the hit. Or not the hit, but damage.
Last time you had me roll it twice.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You also rolled higher last time.
Say... 4.
Alright, McCoy, you see a weird-looking dagger come in and stab this thing through the head, and it slumps over again. Dead.
Alright. Totally cool.
Totally cool.
Totally cool.
All right, well, Koa, you go.
All right, I'm hitting somebody this time with my axe.
Maybe.
19.
Zombie. Meh. What's in your head? It's a hunk of money.
Zombie.
It's a hunk of money. That's a 10.
Go ahead and roll it. That's all right.
I see what you're
That's
doing.
Percentage.
Oh, it's way over here.
We're going to attempt that again.
Get him. Go get him, Tiger.
6. 10.
And you dispatch this one again.
It's like we have them wrapped around our fingers.
And just for good measure, I'm going to take another whack at that one just for the hell of it.
Right before it dies, I go, what do you know about the Hunkamunga?
He speaks that way.
All right. Search the bodies.
They look like they've been looted before, and somebody stole all their stuff.
I dig graves and bury them.
I dig them. All right.
Wow, that's really kind of you, though.
Hey, I'm one old man. chaotic good? So that's what I don't like about this.
What?
He shouldn't be chaotic good. I wouldn't have ever played chaotic good, but when I picked it was the first character I ever made. I didn't know anything about
Is
it.
Is that neutral?
I think I would. Well, neutral good is usually what I play. I don't think I'd be chaotic. I'm a little weird, I guess.
Yeah, you're pretty chaotic good right now.
I'm very then.
Well, that's why I have such an issue with you.
What?
Because out our
hate he's a little chaotic good because your friends are like all bleeding and stuff and you just ran off all of them. I will get these other guys!
Did I? When did I do that? Oh, the guy on the horse?
Yeah. Like, your friends were all getting hurt. I'm like, I'll get
that. Everybody else was dead. I was trying to save us.
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
As long as they don't break the law.
I want to find bury them.
Okay.
Make sure they don't come back.
Okay.
Again.
I use the Hungamunga.
Can you touch the one you kill?
Yes.
That's a no.
Okay.
Don't touch it.
I want to touch it, Mike!
Touch it.
I touch it all.
Okay. Eat it.
Sure.
Put a chunk in your mouth.
Eat that flesh.
Tastes like pancake.
Oh, that would taste like it. That
and you turn to a strip.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I eat it twice. I'm a double strip.
Double strip. Four rings. I bury them with Hungamunga.
I didn't know Strix had bird wings. I thought they had bat wings.
Mm-hmm. Feathery. They're like owls. Strix is the German word for owl. Or something similar to that.
I think that's what the monster that I was going to use was called.
Really?
Owl? Yeah, it's like an owl person. It's called like a Strixivore or something like that.
Yeah.
It had like a V in it, I think.
Okay.
Play an owl bear.
Alright, what are you guys doing?
I bury
them. Sun's starting to pop up.
Good, they'll turn the dust.
David gets done burying the dead.
Let's go
the three dead bodies.
Alright, touch that guy, nothing happens.
Dead.
Why'd you say that?
To freak you out.
Oh.
Or too good.
Are you breathing?
What happens? I don't know.
Let's go in. Let's
Rolled
see if
up.
We
let's
see if Dwarfy here can get us
no,
find us a way in.
Hey,
Dwarfy,
can you have a hand? Just maybe.
And I take two badgers and strap them to my feet.
Okay, I'm going to go up
Where
to the...
Where can you find badgers at?
They're in the tent.
Oh, okay.
Going up to the door here. I'm going to...
Steps, doors right here.
Okay. I'm going
to... Dwarves.
Doesn't know the difference between steps or doors.
I'm going to do a perception check, and then since it's stonework, I'm trying to notice anything out of the ordinary.
Okay.
Anything special.
Wow, it's made out of rock.
It's pretty hard.
So this is like a stone temple?
Yep.
Many pilots in it?
Yeah, it's inside.
Okay.
I'm going to say something.
I say, Dwarf, you're done. Let me take a look. And I go up and do a perception check.
I'll take 20.
And I get a 15.
Excuse me. Like how he's looking up there, and you're like, you're dumb.
Move out of the way.
Hungamunga. Oh, I hold the Hungamunga up to it.
Okay.
And say Hungamunga, Hungamunga, Hungamunga.
Okay.
And see if the door opens.
Nope.
It would have opened last time.
I ring the doorbell.
Alright, open.
No.
Considering I'm the dumb barbarian, I'm just going to stand watch.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I'm going to run and try to break the door open.
I use my head.
So, it's stone doors, like it has handles that can be pulled.
It doesn't look like it has any handles.
Really? Can I take 20 on the stonework then?
Yep.
How, okay. What's the diameter of this thing, like, if I were to walk around it?
Oh, Jesus.
It's big.
It's not that big.
It's friggin' huge.
Well, if I just wanted to walk around it and see if I can find another entrance.
Maybe we'll slip in the rear door.
I know, that's the way you like it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're used to that by now.
What's 22 times 5?
22 times 5 is 110.
That's how wide it is.
Okay. Well, I want to walk around and see if I can find another entrance.
Okay. Go around.
I'm taking 20 on the door. The front of the door.
Right, Dustin, you take a 20 on it. Go ahead and roll me some perceptions. Taking 20, as they've been walking around.
So 25.
You're not noticing anything out of the ordinary. It looks like there's no steps on the front or on the sides or the back. It looks like the only entrance is the front.
Hmm.
And you're not finding like any secret doors or anything.
Okay.
So you're taking 20?
Yeah, 20 minutes to check
it
out.
Okay.
So time you get back around doing your thorough
slow
search. Dustin, he kind of...
I'm already inside.
He's inside and back out, and he's, like, all covered in gold.
Well, why are you taking 20? I'm going to take a deuce, because I don't think literally any of us has used the restroom on this entire...
or eaten any rations.
I don't have to, because I have a ring of sustenance, so...
Makoa shits out...
7 kobolds.
2 kobolds.
Kill it. Kill it.
No, they're your friends.
That's where I put those.
And he loses 2 strength.
Oh.
Dustin, you as... I guess he's just shitting around in the front of the steps. I don't know.
Fucking ass.
I turn around and I say...
What steps were I?
Those barbarians are so uncivilized. This is so chaotic right now.
Taking a closer look, and now you make your quick glance, you get the first time, you can actually see it's got a, like, you kind of get like an outline of a mosaic type thing on there that you couldn't really see, and you kind of had to like feel it out to kind of war away with time type thing. And you kind of trace it, and you see, you can't really tell what it is, what it's trying to say, but once you get to the middle, kind of slide it down, and you can feel like there's a little, like a hole to insert something into.
I don't know what goes in there.
1, 2, 3, not it.
Hey, will you put your hungabunga in this glory hole?
Listen, Tevin, I know we've been dancing around this for a long
time.
Yeah, I put the hungabunga in there.
Okay.
I slide it in soft.
Right, nothing happened.
Oh, I put my dick in there then.
It clamps to it.
It's like the skit from Mr. Show with Jack Black.
Oh,
Jack
yeah, with.
Well, Makoa decides the deuce wasn't enough, so he's going to take a leak.
I try to put the dwarf in there.
He pees on it. He has to cut the poop in two.
Did we search the bodies already? We searched the bodies of the church. We didn't find anything weird? We didn't find anything that could go in this hole?
No, because we searched them before. Well, I missed the first part of it, but we found herbs, cure light wounds.
Because I don't really have anything.
I'm going to grab a beer and think about it. What else?
We technically only have like 10 minutes left.
Oh, we do?
Alright.
7:50. So, what do you want to put in there?
We're close once, alright?
With the hungamonga?
I'm only going to say what I already said.
What if I say Hungamonga?
It was actually Makoa shitting on the ground. That's what I'm going to open the door.
What if I say Hungamonga, Hungamonga?
Oh, we
got to
stuff the kobolds in the little hole.
And then I put the Hungamonga in.
How would you do the opposite of that way?
What if we just want
I put the Hungamonga in, then I say Hungamonga, Hungamonga.
There you go. All right, so you do that, and as Makoa gets done peeing on his poop, he turns around this time to see it slide open. A bunch of dust, like an outline of the two doors come out, and then it opens up and into a kind of a shadowy, purplish, glowing interior.
I sort of stick my head and look around and say that I'm not going in there.
I kick the dwarf in.
And as you take a step forward, you will notice that the area's got, first room you walk into has got like crystals. Kind of look like they're growing out of every corner, so there's enough light to see, but it makes a lot of shadows. And
dark vision. Oh wait, we all have dark vision.
Yeah, we all have dark vision.
And that is where we'll end it for this week.
Oh shit.
Bum bum bum.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.